Retired wildlife biologist Ted Cook goes on a moose hunt. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I drew my once-in-a-lifetime bull moose tag and had a pretty exciting hunt. I put in, managed to draw this year, and it's a long season. It goes from, I think, August 30th to mid-November or something like that. But I wanted to do it during the rut because that's fun and exciting. And where we elk hunt in central Idaho, we've seen moose there, and that's where I drew my moose tag. And so I had an idea of where to go. So we headed out third week in September, and it was the first snow of the year up in the mountains, which ended up playing a factor because we'd planned on going higher up to Glass. I had a buddy helping me, but we couldn't go any farther because the little two-track road we were trying to go up was too snowy. So we parked where we were, and because it was foggy and snowy, the sunrise was later. And as the light came up, I was glassing down this one stringer of willows, and bam, there's a cow moose. First morning out hunting, the snowy morning, and I thought, this is great. So I glassed her for a while, and pretty soon then I saw a calf moose with it. I'm just going to keep watching here. And then out of the willows emerged this little spike bull moose. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not too picky. I'm hunting with a recurve bow, traditional bow. And I'm like, you know, spike bull would be just fine with me. Any animal's a trophy with a bow. Kept glassing. And then finally, after that, I saw the spike bull, this great big bull emerges out of the willow stringer. And that was all I needed, man. I'm like, I'm all set. So I put on my pack and grabbed my bow. They were coming up, these four moose. And they kind of worked their way in and disappeared. And I heard the big bull scraping his antlers on willows.
So four options. Which one does Ted take tomorrow? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.